Janet Bradley, an organic farmer from Windsor, Massachusetts, stood on the corner of Park Square in downtown Pittsfield today with a small group of protesters.
And to me, it's a huge health concern. I just think that we've got to increase awareness and that Massachusetts is the perfect state to get labeling of genetically modified foods.
The rally was sponsored by the political group Massachusetts Right to Know about GMOs. Genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, are an increasingly popular topic of debate across the country. Staple foods, including corn and soy, are often genetically modified to have greater resistance to pests and disease or herbicides. Opponents say they have fears about the negative effects that GMOs could have on human health or the natural ecosystem. Alicia Gibbons, owner of Berkshire Organics, a Dalton-based market and delivery company, helped organize the rally.
You know, we just want more information, and we think we should have the right to know whether something is in our food or not.
Gibbons said that her store labels products containing GMOs for her customers, but said that she'd like to see companies make all customers aware.
And what we're here trying to do today is to require the makers of the food products to label them and let the public know if it has a genetically modified organism in it.
In Massachusetts, 5 bills have been introduced in 2013 that would require the labeling of GMOs. A GMO bill is also making its way through Vermont's legislature. It could make the Green Mountain State the first in the nation to pass such a law. Democratic State Representative Kate Webb of Shelburne is lead sponsor of the bill, which has this year moved from the legislature's Agricultural Committee to the Judiciary Committee. Representative Webb said that the bill would also request that other states also take up action.
At this point, we are just looking for 2 states to be willing to take that risk as well.
As many as 30 states are considering legislation that would require the labeling of GMOs. Concerns have been reported by food industry lobby groups, including United Dairy Farmers of Vermont, which have said that the labeling of GMOs would have an impact on farmers who rely on genetically engineered corn, included in feeds for livestock. Representative Webb said that while she has high hopes for a GMO bill in Vermont, she doubts that any action will be taken to require the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to change its policy.
This really should be changes in the FDA, but that is simply not forthcoming.
But some in Congress have expressed support for a law that would require GMO labeling, including Massachusetts 2nd District Representative Jim McGovern, a Democrat.
I think people should have the right to know what they're eating. You know, there are some things that are genetically modified that, you know, I think you can make the case have not been bad. There are other things, and I think some companies like Monsanto sometimes go a little bit too far to the other end.
But for now, the debate over GMOs continues in the Northeast and nationwide. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.